Now, as technology got better, of course, the phones got smaller and more people began to use them for convenience. At what point did science, if at ever, begin to start saying, we might have a medical problem here?
Actually, back in the 1980s, studies were done. Studies were actually commissioned by industry back in the late 80s to confirm, as they would put it, cell phone safety. They hired Australian scientists like Dr. Ross Addy, later on Dr. George Carlo, and others to confirm that these were in fact safe. These scientists and others, after 4 or 6 years of research, others after decades of research, actually changed their minds and went against their own employers, the corporations like Motorola, AT&T, and others who hired them, and blew the whistle saying these things are not safe. It's not conclusive that they're dangerous, but they're certainly not safe and they're not proven safe. And since then, we have stacks of studies showing that, in fact, these devices are extremely dangerous, possibly, as one expert told me just before the show, the most dangerous personal use device ever invented.
The most dangerous personal use device. I had heard someone in St. Louis a few weeks ago at a restaurant saying, how could we live without these in the past? And now you look, you know, as you say, 1 in 2 Americans owns a cell phone. You can't go anywhere, William, without seeing people on their cell phone. They're walking down the streets. They're in restaurants. They're everywhere with cell phones. This isn't going to go away.
Oh, it's certainly not going to go away with 46,000 new customers signing up every single day, and all of these insidious free phone giveaways. You mentioned the Christmas holidays. Get a free phone for every member of your family. Based on my research, and I've been doing this for 13 years now, this is criminal, nothing short of criminal. But no, they're not going away. And you know, when you mentioned that, you reminded me of smoking. In the beginning, everyone took up smoking. Women, for example, were told it was a mark of their liberation. Teenagers today see it as a status symbol, and other people as well. And people everywhere are using cell phones, just as people almost everywhere once upon a time were smokers.
No question. Cell phones have improved the lives of a lot of people, right?
No question about that, particularly in the developing world that has been cut off from telephone communications until very recently, when governments discovered, hey, we can skip stringing wires and go directly to wireless at a great cost savings and connect our people to the world. That's a very good thing. I think that's going to contribute to the not only the connectivity but the consciousness, if you like, of the planet in a very dire time. But I fear, George, that the trade-offs are going to be drastic.
Oh, we got millions of people listening to you right now, William, on this program, of which then half of all of them own cell phones, according to statistics. And they're probably saying, oh, come on now. Now what? I'm going to stop using my phone. How dangerous, in your opinion, how dangerous are cell phones?
It's very hard to overestimate the danger of cell phones. We'll get into this in a few minutes, but first of all, the regulations are bogus, based on false premises right off the top. We have statistics, clinical studies, tons of clinical studies showing the danger of these phones in a myriad of ways, from, of course, the big C, cancer, to driving accidents in automobiles, to eye cancers, tumors in our ears. The effects go on, autoimmune diseases, and we'll cover that in depth tonight. But get the aggregate, after I go through some 500 pages now of studies, shows that these things are extremely dangerous, particularly among children and teenagers. But all human beings are different, and we're very messy creatures. We're nonlinear creatures. And the cell phone manufacturers and the safety regulators are looking at straight line extrapolations of safety and hazards, and everyone's different. Females, for example, have not been included in cell phone safety regulations. Their bodies and metabolisms are very different from the 6 foot tall male, which is your standard medical model for drugs and cell phones. Children are different. Perhaps you're immune compromised. Your metabolism is off or different. Everyone is affected in different ways, but the cumulative effects over time are going to affect everyone in more or less degree, and of course the higher degree is extremely drastic.
For us to understand cell phones and the dangers as we continue this discussion with you tonight, William, tell us a little bit about just how cell phones work. How do they function?
You can think of the device in your hand as a miniature radio transmitter. At least that's true up to a point, in that your cell phone has a transmitter, usually located next to the antenna, both of which are usually held against your head, and it emits RF or radio frequencies. And those frequencies go out in a spherical pattern and penetrate your brain an inch or more. Deeper in children, which have much softer brain tissue, thinner skulls, and are much more susceptible. That's RF. Now, RF continuous wave, if you can stay with the nomenclature here, picture a smooth wave, not, quote, too dangerous. It's the microwaves coming off of your cell phone, pulsed microwaves, think jackhammer, hammering through concrete or hammering through a cell wall, and that is a major problem with not only cell phones, but the cell phone towers that now blanket entire cities with so-called electrosmog, irradiating everyone, whether they have a cell phone or not.
How close do you have to be to a tower before this could affect you?
They say, the experts say, that an average 150-foot tower radiates dangerous levels, put quotes around dangerous, up to 800 feet from the tower. Now, those effects could extend further, again, if you happen to be susceptible. But if you're within 800 feet, you are in a danger zone. And certainly if that tower is right outside your window or in a schoolyard, for example, your risk factor goes up substantially.